Hare Krishna，亲爱的奉献者家人们，大家晚上好，欢迎您来到故事会时间。今天是2020年11月10日，星期二。由塔玛勒 Krishna Goswami 的一个建议，促成了一段艰辛而又充满力量的难忘岁月，栽培下如今已日益蓬勃的中国使命的奉爱小树苗。敬请您收听本周的故事会《不可磨灭的奉爱印记》。主讲嘉宾，我们敬爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu，翻译 Danakeli Mataji，联合主持 Sati Mataji、Krishna Kumari Mataji。
亲爱的奉献者们，大家晚上好。今天我们非常非常荣幸的邀请到我们亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 来做客我们的故事会，和我们一起分享，Krishna 之觉在中国早期发展的一些甜美的故事。Hare Krishna，阿叔，我们非常热烈的欢迎您。
Hare
Hare
Krishna。
Krishna。
这样，就是我们在这个故事会当中，有一些年长的奉献者，分享早期的故事的时候，多次的提到您在那个时候，您一直在中国的不同的城市，在为我们这个中国的使命做了很多很多的这个服务。所以说，今天我们非常期待，然后聆听到您跟我们多讲一讲那时候的逍遥时光。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
So I do need to translate this, right?
No, no.
So yeah, in this story club, we have really invited quite many of the senior Chinese devotees here, and when we interviewed them, many of them mentioned about the great deeds you have done for the Chinese mission in the early days. So we have the great expectation to hear the wonderful stories from you today. And we also feel very honored that finally we can have you to be invited as our guest to be in this club.
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parshata Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Tarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So this is going to be very casual.
所以我们今天呢是一个很就很非正式的一种谈话。
Maybe I'll tell just a little bit about how I got involved in this China mission.
可能我会和大家就分享一点儿，我是怎么介入到咱们中国使命的这件事情中来的。
Before I was not really much of a teacher, I was not teaching Krishna consciousness.
You are not，因为之前呢，我并不是一位老师。
I was not.
对，
Yeah.
之前呢，我并不是一位老师，我并没有教授关于 Krishna 知觉的课程。
I was running a farm in Krishna consciousness. I was running a farm, taking care of cows and producing grains and vegetables and fruits for our community in France.
那之前呢，我是在法国的一个农场里面服务的。我在农场的这个牛场里面服务，比如说我是在照顾这些乳牛，并且呢，在照顾这些庄稼，并且为我们的社区提供所有的这些收成的这些谷物、谷子啊、米啊。
I like very much this service of taking care of cows.
而且呢，我非常的热爱照顾乳牛的这个服务。
My name is Krishna Baladeva. Krishna Baladeva in Goloka Vrindavan. They take care of cows.
那我的名字呢是 Krishna Baladeva， 在 Goloka Vrindavan， Krishna Baladeva 就是照顾牛的。
So, but certainly by the arrangement of Krishna, I went to spend some time in Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan, I learned of an opportunity to study in a very special teaching course that they were organizing.
那突然之间呢，我就有一个机会去到 Vrindavan， 我就在 Vrindavan 待了一段时间。然后在 Vrindavan 的时候呢，我还参加了一个当时他们安排的一个关于教育的课程，教授的课程。
So yes, Burijana Prabhu was heading an institute to teach devotees the basics, very good understanding of the basics of our philosophy.
那当时呢 ，Burijan Prabhu 呢，他就在管理这个学院。那么在这个学院里边呢，就是教授奉献者非常基本的、非常简单的关于我们 Krishna 知觉的哲学。
They call it the preacher's training course.
他们把这给称为叫传教者的培训课程。
I was somehow I became captivated to that the idea of studying Srila Prabhupada's books under very qualified senior devotees. So I enrolled in this course that was going to last for 7 or 8 months.
那当时呢，我就很为能够和年长的奉献者学习 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，被这件事情所着迷。所以说呢，我就报名参加了这个课程的学习。那当时呢，这个课程是持续了5到8个月的时间。
And on the last month, it was in 1991 in January, there was a seminar of many senior devotees coming to teach several books, you know, Srila Prabhupada's books and others, you know, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was one of the teachers.
那然后在我这个课程的最后这个月呢，也就是1991年的一月份的时候呢，当时就有一个研讨会。那么当时就有很多的年长的奉献者，他们都是教授Srila Prabhupada的不同的书籍的年长奉献者，就来参加这个研讨会。那当时来参加研讨会的其中的一位奉献者呢，就是 Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj。
He was going to give a seminar for 1 month about the Brahma Sangita book written by Lord Brahma.
那当时呢，他就要为大家讲授一个月的课程。这一个月的课程呢，是关于 Brahma Sangita 梵天本集的这门课程。
And I was helping him on recording the sessions, and also helped him in marking the tests.
那当时呢，我就帮他在进行录音，还有判卷这个服务。
I was a student, but I was helping in that capacity.
那当时呢，我是学生，但是呢，我就在帮他做这些事情。
So we got to have some personal contact.
所以呢，我们就有一些亲身的交流。
So one time in the morning after the morning program, he asked me if I wanted to accompany him to his house to take breakfast together.
那有一天呢，在早课上完之后呢，他就问我，
after the morning program. After the morning program,
yes,
in the temple.
Yes, 早课，就是在庙里的这个早课结束之后呢，Maharaj 他就问我愿不愿意跟他就陪他一起走回他的住处，然后和他一起荣耀早餐。
And during the breakfast, he asked me, "So you are taking this course, with Burijan Prabhu and other senior devotees? What are your plans for the future?"
然后就问我，他说你呢， 参加完了由 Virgin 跑步所安排的这些课程，也参加了其他的这些年长的奉献者所传授的课程，那你对将来有什么打算呢？
So, I said, I don't know. I don't have any plans right now. I was thinking maybe go back and take care of the cows.
我说我不知道，我对于将来其实没什么特别的打算。我想我可能还是回到法国的农场去继续照顾乳牛。
But he said, why don't you come to China?
然后他就对我说，那你为什么不来中国呢？
I said, China? Wow, it's far away.
我说中国，哎呀，中国还真挺远的。
I never crossed in my mind to go to China.
我脑子里从来就没想过要来中国这件事儿。
And he said, no, China is very good. People in China are like the Indians, you know, very simple, very friendly, and very, very hospitable.
他说呢，这中国挺好的，而且中国人呢就跟印度人一样，他们特别的简单，而且呢也特别的善良，而且呢也特别的好客。
And they have a very nice culture.
他们有很好的文化。
The only thing is they, most of them, they don't believe in God.
但是呢，最重要的一件，但是最有特点的一件事呢，就是在这儿的这些人呢，他们大部分都不相信神。
They don't know much about God.
因为他们不知道有神这么回事。
Maybe you could come and help us to teach them about God.
那也许可能你能够来中国来帮助我们一起。来向他们传授关于神的信息。
We already have a team. We have a team of devotees that go, very often to China to teach, and already for 2 or 3 years. And this is people are very interested.
那我们已经有了这么一个团队。那我们这个团队呢，是经常会到中国去，已经去了两三年的时间了。然后到那儿呢，去传授中国人关于神的信息，而且那儿的人呢，对于这样的教导呢，也很感兴趣。
So I kind of okay, let me try.
那我就说，那好吧，那让我试试。
So he lent me some money and said then later on I could collect by distributing books in Taiwan and I could pay him back.
然后马尔呢就借给了我一些钱，他说呢晚点的时候呢我可以通过在台湾派书把这些钱呢再给赚回来，然后呢再把书钱再还给他。
So I went, you know, we went first to Hong Kong, and from Hong Kong, we had the first, my first trip to China was to Xiamen.
然后呢我们就来了，我们首先来的这个地方呢是香港。然后从香港我到的中国大陆的第一个地方呢是厦门。
I was going with one devotee who had been already in China a few times, Narottamananda, and he was going to be my, taking care of me, and so we could travel together and we could do some teaching in 厦门。
那当时呢和我一起来到中国的是Narottamananda Prabhu, 那他已经来中国来了好几次了。那我们在一起呢，他主要是为了要照顾我，然后我们可以一起在厦门来进行教导教学的工作。
So we went, and then Giridhari Swami was going to join us later.
然后我们就一起去了厦门，然后Giridhari Maharaj 呢晚点的时候呢会加入到我们，会来找我们。
So that was my first experience in China.
对，这个是我在中国的第一次经历。
Because we were told that not so many people were vegetarian in China, so, and we could not trust what they cook and how they cook. So we were not going to eat what people cook, but we were going to cook ourselves.
那因为当时我们被告知说呢，在中国的素食者是非常少的，而且呢，我们也不是特别的相信，大家所做的这个食物以及他做食物的这种方法， 所以呢，我们就决定不去吃别人做的食物做的饭，我们就要自己做饭吃。
And we didn't know if we could find all the ingredients that we wanted, so we carry also the ingredients with us.
那当时呢，我们并不知道，不能够确保我们在中国是不是能够找到所有我们需要的食材，所以呢，我们也是自己带着食材来中国的。
So I was traveling with this devotee, and we were carrying. We have these carriers, you know.Two-wheels carriers that they used to move big boxes in a market, you know, very heavy stuff. So we had bought two of these carriers, and on the top of these carriers, you would put these huge boxes, plastic boxes, a cloth box, you know, with our pots and spoons and stove, electric stove and rice and beans and spices and so many things.
Yes, Asho, you said the carrier. What is that? It's like
carrier, two wheels carrier to carry big box, move big box to one place to another, the heavy box.
Okay. 那当时因为就只有我们两个人嘛，然后我们的这个行李特别的多。然后我们呢就有两个这种像小推车这样的东西，然后呢我们就自己带着我们的稻，就是这个豆子啊，还有这个就各种各样的食材，我们全都是自己带着的，然后就用这两个小推车推着他们，都是有很多的这种塑料箱子和纸箱子放着他们。
We'll carry many things that actually we could find in China, but at that time we did not know.
然后还有锅什么的。那当时呢，我们是自己带了好多东西。其实这些东西呢，我们在中国其实是能够找到的，但当时我们并不知道在中国有没有这些东西，所以我们全都带着。
And some ingredients we carry because we wanted to make special preparations, for the new Chinese peoples to give them a very special taste of prasad.
而且我们带着一些食材的原因呢，是由于我们想做一些。很特别的这些 prasadam， 然后呢，把这个 prasadam 呢能够介绍给新来参加到我们的这个活动中的这些中国人，然后呢，请中国人能够吃到这些很特别烹煮的 prasadam。
To make sweet rice, to make alva, to make very vegetables with cheese, with paneer, you know, all these things because we knew that The Chinese people did not know these dishes and might become very attracted.
因为我们知道中国人呢其实是不了解这些特别的这些食物的，所以呢我们准备的这个食材来做甜奶饭呐，来做哈喇巴呀，还有用 paneer 就是奶豆腐，还有奶酪所煮的这些蔬菜呀，所以呢我们就在想中国人也许可能会喜欢吃这些食物。
So I was carrying so much, and in my bags on this trailer, I had about 70 kilos of luggage, and I was carrying a big backpack with maybe 30 kilos of things, you know, including books and other paraphernalia and our own personal things.
所以当时呢，我的行李就非常的重。那我一个是用手这个推车上推的这些东西，还有我自己。这个背包上背的这个东西一共差不多就有这个70公斤重，我自己背的那个背包包括我自己的一些随身物品啊，还有我的书啊，各种各样的东西就30公斤重。
So we were heavy loaded.
所以呢我们带的东西真的特别多，非常重。
So we were going together to take the train from Hong Kong to the border.And then cross the border to Shenzhen, and then from Shenzhen, go to the airport and take the airplane to Xiamen.
所以当时我们的路线是这样的，我们从香港坐火车来到边界，这个边界就是深圳，然后呢再从深圳坐飞机到厦门。
No, from Shenzhen we have to take the train to Guangzhou.And then from Guangzhou train station, we would take a taxi to the airport. It was quite far. There was no airport in Shenzhen at that time. Shenzhen was a small place at that time.
那让当时我们在那我们那段时间的深圳还是一个特别小的地方，所以深圳当时还没有机场，所以呢我们是要从香港到深圳，然后呢再从深圳坐火车到广州，然后呢再从广州打车再到机场，那当时火车站和机场还有很长一段距离，然后再从广州机场再到厦门。
So when we were going to board the train, the train in Hong Kong from our place to the border, I got lost. I lost contact with Narottam because he had gone on the front ahead, and I was following him, and my luggage, my bags fell down from the trailer, and he did not notice. I called, but so many people, he didn't hear me. So I have to pick up everything, put everything together, and tied very well in a trailer, in a carrier. And then when I came down, I didn't see him. The train station, I didn't see him. He had already gone. So there are different trains during the day, maybe every 40, maybe those days, maybe every 45 minutes was one train go to the border. So I had to wait for the next train. He had already gone in the first one.
那现在这个我们现在这会儿还在香港呢啊，我们是要从香港坐火车，然后呢到这个深圳，就是到边境。可是在这会儿的时候呢，我就和 Narottananda Prabhu 就失去联系了。是怎么回事呢？是因为我拿的东西太多，然后呢我的这个推车上的所有的这些行李呢全部都掉地上了，所以呢我就得把所有的行李再给捡起来，然后呢再重新的在这个小车上再把它捆好。那这会儿呢我就实在在喊Narottam， 但是呢他没听见，而且当时人特别的多，所以没办法。然后等我把这东西都捆好再找 Narottam 的时候呢，他已经不见影了。然后到了这个火车，因为当时呢这个每就是得有45分钟以后才有一趟火车，而且这一天 so there was only two trains from the train to the border,
no every 45 minutes was a train, yeah.
OK， 就是每45分钟就会有一辆火车从就这个香港火车站到深圳的这个边界。所以说呢，等我到这儿的时候呢，纳尔腾他已经坐前面的那辆车已经走了。
So he thought that I had entered in the train by another compartment. He thought I was going already in the train, so he entered in the train, thinking that I was going with him in the same train.But then when he arrived in Guangzhou, in Shenzhen, he thought that I already had gone, taken the train to go to Guangzhou. He thought just like that, that I had gone ahead because we had lost each other.
然后呢Narottam 跑步呢他觉得我是当时和他上了同一辆火车，不过呢是从另外一个车厢进去了。然后等他到了这个深圳之后呢，他觉得我已经去了广州了，因为我们之间失去联系了嘛，所以呢，就是那天他婆婆他就一直觉得我就已经是走在他前面了。
At that time, we didn't have local devotees to help us in that area.
那在当时，在那个地方呢，我们没有任何的当地的奉献者来帮助我们。
So we had to do everything by ourselves.
所以呢，我们一切都得自理。
So he went ahead, and I went 45 minutes later.
所以说呢，他呢就先走了，然后我是四十五分钟以后才赶上的。
I didn't know, I did not know, I could not speak a word of Chinese, and then in the border, not so many people could speak English, you know. But somehow or other, I got into the train to Guangzhou.And in Guangzhou, I could deal with a kind of, not even taxi driver, it was just a driver. And I could deal with him to go to bring me to the airport.
然后呢我当时就自己一个人，而且呢我也完全不会讲中文。但是无论如何呢，我还是设法让自己来到了就是从深圳来到了广州。那么到了广州之后呢，我还真就和一位司机 沟通好了，然后呢，我说我要去广州的机场，然后这位司机呢，他还不是一个出租车司机，他就是一个普通的司机。
We didn't have those days. We didn't have any mobile phones. There was no existent any mobile phones.
在当时呢，根本就没有手机这一说呢，还。
I had no way of contacting Narottamananda.
所以呢，当时我是完全没有办法和 Narottamananda Prabhu 取得沟通，没法跟他联系。
Somehow Krishna inspired me to continue and go until the airport because I already had the ticket with me.
嗯，但无论如何呢 ，Krishna 他就指引着我一路去到了机场，因为当时我自己手里拿着机票的。
But I was on my own.
但是我是自己一个人。
I don't know where I was going to stay in Xiamen.
而且我也不知道在厦门我会住在哪里。
I had no contact.
因为我也没有任何的联系方式。
So I took that taxi to the airport in Guangzhou, and the gate, the check-in gate was about to close.
所以呢，我就打着这辆车就从广州来到了机场。等我到机场的时候呢，当时的这个门，机舱的门都要关了，已经。
They were really about to the ladies were about to leave the counter to go up.
因为当时就是办机票的这个地方的那位办事员就已经要离开柜台了。
So I kind of gestured and they came back and they accept me.
那所以呢，我就使劲跟他做着手势，然后他还是回来了，然后把我给接受了。
Because the flight was going to depart in half an hour, according to the schedule.
因为根据当时的这个时间的安排呢，是这个飞机要在半个小时以后就要起飞了。
But in those days, what was scheduled and the real time could be a big difference.
但是在那个年代呢，就是这个安排好的这个时间和真正的实际情况还是有很大的出入的。
So It was nice that I was the last person to check in, and they were in a hurry to get rid of me to check me in. So all my luggage, 70 kilos, when check in, they didn't ask me any to pay for anything. They didn't even check the weight.
因为我呢是最后一个办登机的人，而且呢这飞机马上就要飞了，所以呢所有的人都特别的着急，所以他们就急急忙忙的给我办登机。那就是因为急急忙忙那种状态呢，使得他们根本就没有去检查我这70公斤重的行李，而且呢也没有让我为70公斤重的这个行李来付任何的多余的费用。
So it was a good thing because I had so much extra luggage, usually it's 20 kilos.
那所以说呢，这是挺好的一件事，因为我确实是超重了，我可能。因为通常来说只能够带20公斤重的行李。
So I arrived to the departure lounge, and there was Narottamananda was there smiling to see that I had he was worried about me and he saw that I made it to the airport and he was very happy.
那然后呢，我就来到了这个候机厅这个地方，然后呢就看到了Narottamananda Prabhu 在那儿，他当时看见我，他脸上就笑了，因为他其实他开始挺着急，因为不知道我到底在哪儿，但他现在看见我以后呢，他就很开心了。
And he said, I said, well, I just made it. He said, don't worry, the airplane is delayed of 2 hours.
然后我说呢，哎，我好不容易赶上了。然后 Narottamananda Prabhu 说呢，别担心，说这飞机晚点俩小时。
So.And actually delayed more than 2 hours, and then we made together to Xiamen because he could speak already quite a few sentences in Chinese, and he could go around with his Chinese. Had been studying.
那反正后来呢，就这个飞机不止晚点了两个小时，但是呢，最终还是我们俩人一起去了厦门。那 Narottamananda Prabhu 呢，他当时已经。 在中国待了一段时间，所以他已经可以讲一些中文了，所以呢，他已经可以用他的这个中文在中国进行一些应对。
So we went to a guest house to stay in a guest house of some university. I think was Xiamen University, Xiamen 大学。
那当时呢，我们就来到了厦门大学的招待所。
So we rent two rooms there, and we were staying in one room, and Maharaj was going to arrive, and he would stay in another room, and we would cook in a room, wash everything in a bathtub, in a bathroom, and do everything inside without people outside knowing that we were cooking inside.
那当时呢，我们就租下了招待所里面的两个房间。我和 Narottananda Prabhu 呢住在一个房间，然后 Maharaj 因为晚点会来，所以呢另外一个房间呢就是给 Maharaj 来准备的。然后我们呢将会在这个房间的卫生间里，我们就把这个房间的卫生间给打扫得很干净，然后呢在这个卫生间里面做饭，然后悄悄地做，就是不让外面的人知道我们在里面做饭。
So we were washing everything in the bathroom.
所以呢，我们就在这个卫生间里面，我们就把这个卫生间打扫得很干净。
Not so clean, but that's the best we could do.
那虽然说这个卫生间并不是很洁净，但是呢，这也是我们能够做到最好的了。
So and then we were going to do our meeting people by going to English corners.
那然后呢，我们就要去见人。我们见人的方式呢，就是去英语角。
So we found about the English corner in another university.
然后我们在另外一个大学里面找到了有英语角。
So we went there in the evening.
那么晚上的时候呢，我们就去了那儿的英语角。
And this was my first contact with the local people.
那这是我第一次和当地人的接触。
Of course, in the English corners, everybody speaks English.
那当然，在英语角呢，所有的人都讲英文。
So we would present everything in English, and because they wanted to speak in English with us.
因为那儿的人呢，都想和我们讲英文，所以呢，我们就用英文来讲述一切。
And we had quite a few different titles of books in English.
那当时呢，我们也有各种各样的英文书。那这英文书不懂，有各种题目。
So we were talking with them. Narottam was talking with one group, and me and Maharaj were talking with another group. And at one time, Maharaj, because I never did this before.Are we introduced to the Chinese? So I was hearing how Maharaj was doing because he was the most expert. So I was hearing him. And then one time he said, now you go and take another group with you and you take care. You just do your own. So we were in three groups like that.
那当时呢 Narottam Prabhu 呢他在和其中的一群人在交流。那我呢和 Maharaj 在和另外一群人在交流，因为我是第一次嘛，所以呢我不知道怎么跟这儿的人交流，所以呢我就得先聆听和观看 Maharaj 他是怎么做的，然后因为 Maharaj 他都已经对这件事情很熟悉了，然后过了一段时间之后呢 ，Maharaj 就说：“那现在你知道该怎么做了，所以现在你呢就另外再去找另外一群人和他们一起交谈。”所以这样呢，我们就三个人跟三群人在进行了交谈。
So usually people get into this local people get into this English corners to practice their English, so they like to chat with foreigners.
那通常来说呢，人们来这英语角呢是为了要练习自个儿的英文，所以呢他们就喜欢和外国人聊天。
So they want to chat casually chat. Where are you from? Are you married? Have you children? Where is your city? And all these things. What is your age? All kinds of, you know, just to chat in simple English, you know.
然后呢他们就用很简单的英文来和我们来进行这个聊天。聊天的内容呢就是你是从哪儿来的呀，你有没有结婚呢，还有就是你 so what are the questions, how old you are, 你就多大岁数了，反正
yeah.
就聊这些聊家常的话题。
But we would not waste time with these questions.
但是呢，我们不会把时间给浪费在这些简单的问题上。
So immediately we start thinking, we start speaking. Do you know you are not this body?
所以我们就立刻开始跟他们聊起来。我们就问他，你知不知道你并不是这具躯体啊？
And then they would become very surprised, and then you would explain the philosophy, how you are different from this body. You say, my body, my hand, my stomach, but who are you who owns all these things? Who are you?
然后呢，他们就会觉得很惊讶，然后我们就开始和他们来讲述这个哲学，来回跟他讲这个我们如何和这个躯体是不一样的，然后我们觉得我们自己是这具躯体，但事实上，我们真正是谁呢？
So we would not speak about God because otherwise they would think that we are just religious people and would not be interested. So we speak just straight philosophy about the difference between the body and the real self.
那当时我们并没有讲神的话题，因为如果是讲神的话题的话，他们就会觉得我们是这个宗教人士，然后他们就不会再有兴趣和我们聊天了。所以我们只是跟他们讲述哲学。讲述关于这个躯体和本真的自我之间的区别这样的哲学。
So in the course of our conversation, we could notice that some people would lose interest because not their interest, and they would go away. So little by little, the groups start becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. By the end, maybe we had each one of us maybe have two or three people around us.Means those who are really interested in what we are speaking about.
那然后当我们在聊天的这个过程中呢，我们就会注意到有些人就会对我们讲述的这个话题是没有兴趣的，而且慢慢的呢，这些人他们就离开了。然后最终呢，我们每一个人讲述的这个人群里面，可能也就只剩下两三个人。那么这两三个人呢，也就意味着他们是真的对我们所讲述的这个话题是非常感兴趣的。
So.These last ones, and this was already late at night, these last ones, we would invite them to our guest house, to come to our room on a Sunday, and on a Sunday after that, because we knew they would be free, no school, they would come to our place, to a park. We would find some nice park.Already located the park before going to these English corners, and then we would invite them to join us in a park.
So, Ashu, I don't really get it. So the park is...
Okay. After eliminating many people who were not interested in our philosophy, we had just a small group of people around us, by the end, we would invite them to join us in a park in the next Sunday to get together.
Okay, the next Sunday. Okay, 那么就是那么这会儿已经是很晚了，就是最后剩下的这几个人呢，那么我们就会邀请他们在下个星期天的时候会和我们一起到公园里面去。
Because it was very common in those days, because there was not so many diversions, not many entertainments, so people would very, very would flock to the parks, and it was a common thing, even young people.
因为在那个年代呢，因为在那个年代呢，并没有那么多的娱乐活动的方式，所以说呢，大家去公园玩，这是一个很普遍的一个事情。所以呢，即便是年轻人也喜欢到公园里去玩。
So we would invite them to get together on a park around 12 o'clock.
那所以呢，我们就会邀请他们在大概中午十二点钟左右的时候呢，来公园。
And we'll tell them, please don't take lunch. We will bring lunch. We'll bring the picnic.
然后呢，我们就会跟他们说，请你们一定要空着肚子来，别吃午餐，因为我们会带着食物，我们会一起野餐。
So by the end, we had selected maybe around 10 people. That's where the last ones who remain until the end, because they were a little interested in what we were explaining.
那这个大概也就是差不多十个人左右。那这也就是在我们在英语角在聊天的时候，最后对于我们的解释非常感兴趣的那些人。
So on Sunday morning, we would cook a very nice feast.
所以呢，在星期天中上午的时候呢，我们就会烹制非常美味的大餐。
So and you carry this big feast to the park.
然后我们就会带着这大餐来到公园。
Maybe out of the ten people we invited, maybe six or eight would come.
那我们因为一共邀请了差不多十个人，但是呢，可能在这里面只有六个人会来。
Did you translate? Out of the people we have invited, maybe only six or eight people came.
That is what I said.
Okay.
就是我们
and we had.
Yeah, I want to say it again. 就是在我们邀请的这十个人里面，大概有六到八个人会来。
So, in the park would come. So in parks, because in the parks, people used to do music. So we would do kirtan. We have mrindanga. We have kartals. That's one of the things also we carry with us. So we beat the mrindanga, the kartals, and we have a nice kirtan. We give them the mantra. We teach them how to sing along with us, a very single tune. And everybody get into singing. And sometimes many outlookers will come around also to hear the kirtan.
因为当时在公园里面唱歌这件事呢也是挺普遍的，所以呢我们当时还会带着米当嘎鼓，带着挠钹一起来到公园。那来到公园以后呢，我们就会打起米当嘎鼓，敲起挠钹，然后呢和邀请的这些人们一起来进行 kirtan。 所以呢我们就会教他们用很简单的调子来唱 kirtan。 然后在与此同时呢，就是旁边还有很多逛公园的这些人也会加入到我们，或者看着我们，或者聆听接谈。
And then Maharaj would give a talk.
然后 Maharaj 呢就会讲课，就会讲几句话。
And will give a full-on philosophy explaining you are spiritual soul, we are part and parcels of Krishna, we are eternal servants of Krishna, we are eternal, we don't belong to this material world, the purpose of life is to go back to Krishna. The whole philosophy explained in a half an hour.
然后 Maharaj 呢他就会在半个小时之内把整个的这个哲学的这些全面的信息呢讲述出来。就包括我们是个体灵魂，然后呢是 Krishna 永恒的仆人，是这个 Krishna 不可分割的一部分等等，就是所有的这些信息全部都会讲述出来。
If you realize our constitutional position, we will be back to Krishna, no more birth, death, old age and disease.
如果我们要是觉悟了我们原本的地位的话呢，那我们就会回到主 Krishna 的身边，然后就不会再受生老病死之苦了。
The complete, concise philosophy, everything in half an hour, poof.
所以呢 ，Maharaj 他就会在半个小时会把完整的，但是很简洁的把整个的哲学讲述出来。
And then explain the process to realize that we are spiritual souls, that we are connected to Krishna. Here is the process. Pull out the beads. We have the bead bags and the beads already that we carry with us also. And we give everyone a bead bag with beads inside and teach them how to catch the beads. And okay, now we sing along with us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
然后呢我们也会和大家来讲述能够觉悟到我们本真的身份，我们是 Krishna 仆人的这个程序。那我们会带着念珠，然后我们会把这个念珠从念珠袋里面拿出来，然后呢给大家来看，然后我们会把这个念珠和念珠袋呢分给每一位在场的这个参与者，然后呢和大家一起来念诵 Hare Krishna 的名号，就是一起来念诵 Maha Mantra。
So for a few minutes, we chant with them and teach them how to move the beads.
然后有几分钟的时间呢，我们就和他们一起来念诵，并且来教他们怎么在念珠上一个接着一个的念诵。
They were not really understanding much what was happening, but they were just following us.
那么这些人们呢？他们其实并不是特别的理解到底都发生了什么，但是他们就照着我们所说的话做。
And then he explained that we follow four regulative principles.
然后呢 ，Mary 就接着解释说呢，我们要追随四项规范原则。
And in this way, we have many devotees all over the world, so we are all connect. We're like a brotherhood.
那就是以这样的习练的方式呢，我们在世界各地有很多的以这样的方式在习练的人，所以呢，我们都是连接在一起的，我们都好像是兄弟一样。
This is a process that everybody is following all over the world. So they would like to follow the foreigners, follow America. So they were into it. They were okay. They took the big bags. They were chanting along with us and they heard everything. And then we served them a big feast.
嗯，然后呢，就是世界各地的人都是按照这样的程序在做的。那么在场的人呢，因为他们也是愿意追随美国人，愿意按照美国人所说的话这样去做。所以说呢，当我们这么跟他们说了以后呢，然后他们也就照做了，然后呢也就拿着这个念珠，然后愿意在念珠上念诵，然后之后呢，我们就会给大家来派大餐。
Wow, they were so surprised with such a nice meal. You know, they never have eaten such a nice meal in their lives.
嗯，然后当他们尝到这么美味的食物的时候呢，他们感到非常的惊讶，因为在他们整个这一生中呢，从来都没有吃过这么好吃的食物。
So the prasad was the last thing to make them really convinced that this was a bona fide process.
所以呢，这 prasad 是最后一件让他们坚信这真的是一条正宗的程序。
嗯 ，and then。It was some leftovers we put in plastic bags and gave them to carry with them.
嗯，那然后如果是 prasad 还有一些余下的食物呢，我们就把它们放在塑料袋里面，然后让他们带回家去。
And then we gave before we part away. No, after spending maybe 3-4 hours together, when we part from them, we gave them the books. You know, maybe 5-6 different titles of small books.
然后我们在一起呢，共度了差不多4-5个小时的时间。然后最后在我们要分手的时候呢，我们就会给他们一些小书。那这每一本小书上呢，都有不同的题目，4-5本吧。
We will get their addresses, but we never know because they were students, and the students are in that place while they are studying. But once they go home or to their places of work, the addresses change. So we had their addresses, but it was meaningless.
然后我们呢还会得到他们的地址，但这地址呢其实是没什么用的。原因是由于他们这些都是学生，然后学生们是在这个地方在上学，但是等他们毕业之后呢，他们再回到自己的家里面的时候，那个地址就会变了，所以我们得到这个地址没什么用。
No phone number, nothing of that. We have nothing of that.
所以当时呢也没有什么电话号码，所以关于这样的信息我们是没有的。
So our only hope is that some of these people would take seriously on their own, and then when we would meet again, sometime in the future we'll meet again in their schools, and then we would give them more association and we train them more.
所以我们唯一的希望呢，就是这些同学们能够自己去练习，然后呢，希望以后如果有机会，我们在别的地方或者在学校里面再次见到他们的时候呢，我们能够给他们更多的培训。
So I ask Maharaj, why you give them so much? You know, all this philosophy and chanting, and he told them you have to chant 16 rounds every day.
然后 Maharaj 当时还会跟他们说呢，每天你们要念16圈。所以我就问 Maharaj, 你为什么一下跟他们说这么多信息呢？
We don't know if they really understood everything and if they are able to follow everything and we give everything like this. But Maharaj said, we don't know when you're going to meet them again. Maybe we're not going to meet them again. So we give them as much as we can, hoping that maybe one or two will take advantage of this.
因为呢，我们并不知道所有的同学是不是全都能够理解我们所说的话，以及他们会不会按照我们所说的话这样去做。 然后 Mara 就说呢，因为我们不知道我们什么时候才能够再见到他们，所以呢我们就只能心存这样的希望，就是希望他们中的有这么几个人能够真正的把我们今天讲的所有的这些信息给听进去。
嗯， hoping that in the future we could meet them again or some other devotee could meet them again and then establish better more contact, and we didn't know, we were just trying.
然后呢我们就希望将来我们能够再次见到他们，或者说其他的奉献者能够见到他们，使得他们能够建立起更加稳定的就能够有更加稳定的这种交流或者沟通。但是呢我们当时只是在进行一些尝试。
So we stayed only for 10 days in Xiamen, did a few programs like this, and then we left.
所以呢我们当时在厦门只待了10天，做这样的节目做了几场之后我们就离开厦门了。
But then we met all together, all the foreigners, the foreign teachers, we met all together in Guangzhou, and we start discussing some strategy, how to stay longer in one place and really cultivate people.With a certain time, give us some time to cultivate people by having several contacts and really train new people to become devotees.
然后后来我们所有的这些外国老师呢就在广州会合了，然后我们就开始探讨一些策略，我们就在想如何能够在这一个地方能够待的时间长一点，然后呢能够真真切切的培养几个能够有实际交流的这些新人，然后呢让他们能够有很好的这种接触和教导。
So until that time, according to what Tamakrishna Maharaj had told me, it was a very easy life. We would just stay in some university guest house or hotel, and we had time to.Do our sadhana and read and study, and you just go then in the evening. We try to meet young fellows in the English corners.
所以在那段时间呢，其实我们过的这个日子还是挺舒服的。就是我们白天的时候呢，是有时间来进行我们是住在学校的招待所里面，然后白天的时候呢，我们是有时间来进行我们的服务，进行我们的sadhana念诵等等，然后到晚上的时候呢，我们就到学校的英语角里面去和这些学生们进行交流。
This is what Tamakrishna Maharaj told me in the beginning that would be my life in China. I had a lot of time to do my sadhana and study like I like to study, and then just in the evening go to the English corner and meet some nice people.
这个呢也就是 Tamakrishna Goswami Maharaj 他所对我说的，我在中国的早期的生活就是这样的，就是在白天的时候呢我是有很多的时间来进行我的 sadhana 的这个休息，然后到晚上的时候呢就到英语角里面去和一些新人谈话。
But then the thing changed, the strategy changed. So now, Tamakrishna Maharaj said, the best thing we're going to do is that you enroll in the schools for a semester. A semester would last for about 4 months. You enroll in the school and you study Chinese and you stay in the guest house of the school.And then you try to meet young people, either from your school or go to other schools in the English corners, wherever, or parks, wherever. But you stay for a long period of time, at least 4 months, and you learn Chinese.
但是呢，现在呢，塔木洛克什纳格斯方面二就跟我说呢，这计划变了，变成什么了呢？就变成他要让我加入到这个学校的学习，然后呢，要让我学习这一个学期，这一学期呢，大概是4个月的时间。要让我在里面学习中文，然后学习中文之余呢还要去和就是中国的这些同学们进行交流，无论是去英文角啊，还是去公园啊，还是无论是在什么地方要去和大家进行交流。
So in this way we have opportunities to interact more.
对呢，以这样的这种方式呢我们就有机会能够和人有更多的互动。
And follow the progress of some individuals who would become interested.
并且呢还能够真真正正的去 追踪一些对于这个话题感兴趣的人。
So, the second place I went to, I think, was Kunming, or Chengdu.
那然后我想这我去的中国的第二个地方呢是成都。
With Eka Chakra Prabhu.
当时是和 Eka Chakra Prabhu 一起去的。
He could speak very good English, so it was very good.
那么 Eka Chakra Prabhu 因为中文讲得特别好，所以说呢，我们这日子还挺好过的。
So we'd stay 4 months in university studying Chinese in the morning and then do our homework in the afternoon and then in the evening we would go to the English corner and try to meet people.
对呢，我们就在学校里面上四个月的这个课程，那么是上午上课，下午在宿舍里写作业，然后下午呢晚上的时候呢就到英文角里面去见人。
I don't remember if you did any really make any very fixed devotee at that time in Chengdu during that period, but the contacts were more frequent. The contacts with the people were more frequent, so we could give them more understanding to make them more attracted to really seriously practice.
我不记得在当时的这段时间我们是不是真的培养出了很稳定的奉献者，但是呢我们和人有更多的交流，然后呢也可以把我们的这个知识呢有更多的这种机会去传递给大家，然后呢使大家能够有更好的机会来表示自己的很认真的兴趣。
But we use the same process of inviting those who are more interested. We will see that they will really show some interest in our presentations and then in English corners and then invite them to the parks and give them a nice feast and introduce them to the chanting of the holy names, explain about the principles, why we follow those principles. Really a serious, progressive, type of preaching.
但是呢我们的这个程序是一样的，就是我们先到英语角里面去和人聊天，然后呢邀请那些对于我们的话题很感兴趣的人呢到公园里面，然后我们在公园里面呢就和他们一起来讲授这个哲学，然后进行 kirtan, 然后再进行大餐。那么所以说我们的这个节目它实际上是一个就是一个系列的一个程序的过程。
So, yes, and we did for a period, and then every semester, after the end of every semester, we would go to Taiwan to distribute some books and collect some necessary funds to continue our studies and live in China.
然后每个学期末，就是每个学期结束之后呢，我们就会到台湾，然后在台湾呢去派一些书，然后用派书的这种方式呢来筹得一些资金。这些资金呢支持我们在中国的生活，以及呢在中国就是需要在中国用的这些经费。
Because Tamal Krishna Maharaj or any other, nobody was paying for our journeys and our studies and our staying. We had to finance, be self-financed.
因为当时我们的学习上的费用啊，还有我们的旅行上的费用啊，还有我们的居住上的所有的这些费用都是没有人为我们支付的，就是我们自己需要自筹资金来完成这些事情。
Even the first devotees we made, the first devotees in China, they were not able to help us financially. Oftentimes we were the ones helping them financially.
就即便是我们在中国首先培养出来的那些奉献者，他们是不可能在金钱上帮助我们的，其实很多时候都是我们在钱上资助他们。
And then from there, the next term, the next semester, I went to Kunming, and then from and the other one I went to different devotees. We'd be always two by two, and sometimes I went alone. I went to Kunming. We were two, and then I went to alone to Hangzhou.Also spend their semester to Shanghai.
然后后来在下面这个学期呢，我就去了昆明， 在昆明之后呢，我去了杭州，后来又去了上海。那么在整个这个过程中呢，我们有的时候呢是一对儿，就是两个人两个人这样配着对儿；有的时候呢是我自己一个人的。比如说我去杭州的时候呢，就是自己一个人去的。
So and you start attracting, you know, really nice devotees, and then particularly in Shanghai, we had already some new people taking interest. So we had like a place where we could invite them to come over, like a center where we could give a formal programs, you know, from morning until evening, and with prasadam and everything, and spend time with them, and it was very nice.
那以这样的方式呢，我们就可以吸引人，特别是我们在上海的时候呢，因为已经有一些很稳定的对库什纳知觉感兴趣的奉献者了。那我们在上海呢，我们还会有一个固定的一个地方，然后会邀请这些奉献者们来我们这个地方来参加这个活动，然后会和他们进行交流，然后一起荣耀 prasadam。所以呢，这是一个很其乐融融的一种感受。
And at that time, the devotees could already help us, you know, finding nice places and inviting people, nice people they knew to come to join the programs. It was nice, and we had the Harinam in the parks, so it was very attractive.
那让当时呢，奉献者已经能够帮助我们找到一个相对比较好的一个地方，而且呢，他们也能够把他们觉得对这个话题感兴趣的朋友们呢，来带来参加这个活动。然后当时呢，我们还会在公园里面进行 Harinam， 所以呢，一切都还是挺好的。
So Harinam was good for the devotees and was good also to attract new people. And it was the place where you invited the interesting people that you meet in English Corner and in other places. We use always the same tactic to invite the most interesting people to join us in a park. And then we would go there now already with local devotees who would go together. And we have a very casual Harinam, you know, everybody singing and dancing was very sweet.And then you would bring these new people, we bring them to our house, to our place, and we give them a nice feast with the devotees, and, you know, so create a very good mood, and everybody start knowing each other, and we were not just the foreigners, now we were also some local devotees contributing, so it was becoming very dynamic.
这个 Harinam 呢，它不仅可以对于就是已经是奉献者的人们呢很有益处，而且呢对于新人来说呢也是很有吸引力的。那我们当时就是吸引新人的这个程序总是一样的，就是会从这个英语角这样的这个地方呢，会找到那些对于这个话题很感兴趣的人，然后呢就邀请他们来参加我们在公园里面的这个 Harinam 的聚会。那这会儿呢，在公园里面的这个聚会呢，已经不仅仅只有外国人了，还有一些已经加入进来的这个中国的奉献者。所以呢，我们就会把圣名给他们，然后我们就一块儿来进行这个 kirtan 啊，进行唱诵啊。然后之后呢，再邀请他们到我们的这个公寓或者就是我们的那个聚会的那个地方，然后在这个地方呢一起荣耀 prasadam。那么在这个地方呢。因为又有外国人又有中国人，所以呢是一个就是一个大家在一块儿很和谐很其乐融融的这么一种感受，然后大家在一起的时候呢也感觉很好，然后大家彼此之间呢可以相互介绍，这样就慢慢就都认识起来了。
So the main thing would be at home, you know, where in our place where we could really give them a nice attention, you know, talk with them, and we could talk already with people who could not speak English because we had devotees who could translate, so was becoming more organized.
然后在家里面就是在住的地方来做这个活动比较好的一个地方就是可以给每一个人更多的专注，就是有更多的这个注意力，然后呢可以跟他们有更好的这种交流和沟通。那么当时呢有很多人是不会讲英文的，但是我们会有奉献者会可以帮着翻译，所以呢就是整个的这种气氛是很好的。
So at that time we thought that the best idea would be to go always to the same place. The same devotees go to the same place instead of moving around, visiting different cities. It would be better to stay in the same place, because in this way we could cultivate the devotees that are already used to us and create a more progressive way, because we were habituated with them. So it was better if you would go back. Come to Taiwan to go to Taiwan to collect, and then go back to the same, to the same, to the same city, same area.
但是我们就觉得呢，就是每一个奉献者就待在自己熟悉的那个城市是最好的，就不要每个奉献者都一直在旅行，在不同的城市中旅行，因为他一直待在那同一个城市呢，因为他已经在。培养在那个城市里面的人了，所以说呢，就对这儿的人呢，就相对比较的熟悉。所以说呢，我们就会到台湾去派书，然后从台湾回到中国大陆的时候呢，就每一个人，你之前是在哪个城市，现在再接着回到哪个城市去，继续在同一个地方。
So at that time, yeah. So at that time, I was staying most. I would spend most of the time in Shanghai.
对，当时呢，我所待的。最长的那个地方就是上海。
So moved to different schools because I was not so much fond of learning Chinese, because the main reason is not that I did not like to study Chinese, is that my schoolmates were either Koreans or Japanese. Very, very seldom I would find a foreign from the West. So Korean and Japanese, they would pick up very fast, particularly the writing, reading and writing, they were very fast. So I was always lagging behind, and it was so demanding. So what I was doing, I was moving from every semester, go to a different university, and always be a beginning learner. A beginner, always a beginner. So being a beginner for many years, I become very good.
所以当时我呢，我学中文学的不是特别的好，不是说就是我当时不是特别喜欢学中文，并不是说我不喜欢中文，而是由于当时我的同学大部分跟我一块学中文的同学呢，都是日本人或者是韩国人。那因为这日本人跟韩国人呢，他们都学得特别快，特别是他们很快就学会了写汉字，那所以我呢就总是被他们给落在后面，然后呢这个学习的这个任务呢被他们这么一搞得还挺重，所以说我采取的这个策略呢，就是每一个学期开学的时候呢，我都会换一所学校，然后呢我在每一个学校里面都是以新生的这个就是这样的一种姿态来开始上学。那这样的话呢，我因为是个新生，所以呢我就总是能是一好挺好的学生，而且我这每年都不断的学，就是作为新生来学习呢，学着学着我这中文也学得不错了。
So I was just a beginner student every time.
所以每次呢我都是一新生。
So I didn't learn much because I was always in a beginner class.
因为我都一直是在这个新生班里边学习，所以我这中文呢就不是特有长进。
And then because we already had devotees who were very fluent in English and could translate, so I was relying on the translators to speak with new people.
所以而且呢，我们当时就已经有了英文讲得非常好的中国的奉献者，然后呢他们就可以帮忙给翻译，所以呢我就始终在依靠着。翻译的这个奉献者来帮我和新的奉献者进行交谈。
So at one time we found out that there were some young devotees, girls and boys, you know, either they, most of them they already have finished university and they had not found a job, and we thought that maybe they could just be full-time devotees and we would pay for a local, for an apartment, one apartment for the boys, one apartment for the girls, and then we would do our programs and we do do so many activities together like an ashram.
那后来呢，我们就发现了有一些年轻的男孩和女孩们，他们呢就是从学校毕业以后呢没有找着工作，但是他们对 Krishna 知觉感兴趣，所以呢我们就觉得可以把他们给培养成全职的奉献者。所以呢我们当时就出钱租了两个公寓，一个呢是由女生住，另外一个呢是由男生住， 所以我们就可以一起做很多的活动，一起可以做很多事儿。然后呢，就好像是变成了把他们给变成了 ashram， 变成了修院一样。
And we were producing already quite a few titles of small books in Chinese, so we had some books.And some devotees would take the courage to go out in the streets and the train stations to distribute books. So we were having a nice program in the morning, you know, cleaning the ashrams, cooking, and have a full morning program in the morning, and then cooking, and then before lunch have another lecture, Bhagavad Gita, and then afternoon, for 4 or 5 hours, a group of devotees would go out,to distribute books and at the same time bring some money for the daily expenses. So we were living very simple, but together, and the devotees were becoming very happy because they were really training, being trained in the life of a temple, ashram life.
Yeah, 然后当时呢，我们因为已经有了一些翻译成中文的小书，而且有些奉献者呢也有这个勇气愿意到外面去，比如说到火车站呢，到车站呢去派书。所以我们当时这生活是这样的，就是清晨呢我们就会有全套的早课的这个节目，然后呢我们就一块儿来做 prasadam， 然后在吃午餐之前呢我们会上一节国家放歌的课，然后在下午差不多4-5个小时的时间呢，一群奉献者就会到外面去派书，然后呢派完书呢还能赚得一点钱，用这个钱呢来支付这一天的这个生活。所以当时我们的这个生活是非常的简单，但是呢奉献者就会很开心，因为大家就觉得是得到了一个全套的很完整的一个训练，那我们就好像是过上了 ashram 的这种庙宇的这样的生活一样。
It was really nice. That was a golden period of our work in China. Was when we were really attracted very nice young people, very educated, very committed. You know, it was really a very golden period.
那个其实真的是非常美好的一段时间，是我们当时在中国进行这个传教的这个服务的这段黄金的时刻。因为当时我们吸引了就是一些年轻的奉献者们，而且呢大家都是受过良好的教育的，我们在一块儿做很好的活动，他们都学得很好。
They're learning very nicely. They're learning how to be devotees, you know, really, really. And we start organizing, bringing some with some difficult, bringing some to visit the Holy Dham.
然后呢他们都很认真的在学习如何让自己成为一名好的奉献者，而且我们当时呢也费了挺大劲把一些奉献者给带到圣地去。
Just a few, very few at that time. It was very difficult to have a passport and a visa and all that.
当时呢我们只是费了很大劲的请几位奉献者，很少的几位奉献者去到圣地，因为在当时呢要办护照啊，就办整个的这个手续啊是很难的。
So we were doing this in all major cities in China, in Beijing, in Shanghai, in the south, in many places, Chengdu. We are centers, kind of centers in different places where we have young devotees, you know, committed and living like an ashrams.
当时呢我们在中国的大城市，比如说北京啊，上海呀，成都啊，还有在南方的一些城市啊，都有这样的像 ashram 这样的中心。然后都有这些非常优秀的年轻人的加入。
厦门、广州、南宁。
厦门、广州、南宁这些城市，昆明。
So all these places we are making good devotees.
就在所有的这些地方呢，我们都培养出了很好的奉献者。
So I was living in Shanghai with the boys.In the boys' ashrams, and we had the program, the morning program at beginning at 5 o'clock in the morning in the girls' ashrams. So the boys have to go before 5 o'clock, get out of our apartment, go to the other apartment, another building, go to the other building, go to the apartment, then have a have a Mangalartik, very, very silent, samsara, da, very short, and they have chanting our rounds, and they have lecture, and they have breakfast, everything.
嗯，然后当时呢，我是住在男生的阿双里面，然后我们每天五点钟的时候呢，是在女生的阿双里面进行我们的 Mangala Arti， 所以每天清晨，这个男生宿舍跟女生宿舍呢是在不同的楼里面的，然后每天清晨的时候呢，男生们都要从男生的阿双里面呢要去到女生的阿双，然后我们会很轻声的进行我们的 Mangala Arti 的这个早课，然后之后呢，在那儿再进行 Prasadam， 在那儿荣耀 Prasadam。
Bhagavatam class, everything.
然后在上圣念不加瓦腾的早课，就是一切都在女生宿舍完成的。
Chanting our 16 rounds.
念诵十六圈。
So after breakfast, I would go to school, and they would stay, do shopping, cleaning, preparing lunch, and I would come back. We'd have Bhagavad Gita class, take lunch, and then the devotees would take a little rest, and then go out to distribute books until the evening.
嗯，然后呢，在圣博加瓦坛的这个课之后呢，我就去上课了。然后奉献者呢，就会在家里面待着，比如说打扫呀，然后购物啊、做饭呐、之类的。然后等我回来了之后呢，我们再上这个博加梵歌的课，然后吃午餐。吃完午餐以后呢，奉献者就稍微休息一会儿，然后就在下午就是再出去拍书。
So it was a very, very nice life for the devotees, living together, learning together, ashram life.
那这是 ashram 的生活，对于奉献者来说呢，是一个很美妙的一起生活的一种方式，就是一起生活，一起学习。
So after some time in 1995, there was difficulty all over the country, and then we were forced to leave.And then we stopped this ashram system because it was creating difficulties with the devotees and their families. And we told them better they just get jobs, get married, just be normal citizens. Otherwise, they may get into trouble because of living in ashram. So we stopped this ashram process. And for 1 year, foreigners didn't go back to China.
然后在1995年之后呢，中国就遇到了一些困难。然后导致了我们所有这些外国的老师们呢就被迫要离开中国，然后呢我们的这个 ashram 的这个体系呢也就停了下来，因为它使这些在 ashram 里面居住的一些中国奉献者呢和他们的家人之间产生了一些矛盾，所以呢后来我们就决定还是停止这个 ashram 的这种生活，然后呢让大家能够回到家里面去，然后呢找工作过正常的那个生活，所以呢就这样的这个阿双的生活就停了下来，而且我们呢有一年的时间这些外国的奉献者都没有再来中国。
That's when I went back to France and I married with Sebastian Mata.
嗯，那也就是这会儿呢我回到了法国，然后呢和 Sebastian Mata 结婚了。
So at that time I was not planning to come back to China.
然后在那会儿的时候，其实我已经没有再打算再回中国来了。
I was thinking to stay in France where I had practiced my spiritual life in the past.
那我呢，就那会儿觉得我应该继续留在法国，恢复到我之前所修习我的灵性生活的那种状态。
And have a family because I was married now, so we're going to have a family.
而且呢，因为我现在结婚了，所以呢，我得过我的家庭生活了。
But then Swasti Mata said, why don't we go together? Why you don't? I would like to go to China also. Why you don't go back to China? I go with you.
然后 Swasti Mata 就是说呢，为什么我们不一块儿回中国呢？我其实愿意和你一块儿去中国，一块儿去中国吧。
So we wrote a letter to Tamakrishna Maharaj if you could come back together. And Tamakrishna Maharaj was very happy. He said, oh.I thought we thought we had lost one, but actually we gained two.
然后呢，我们就给塔玛拉克什纳格斯玛米瓦尔就写了一封信，问我们俩人能不能一起回中国。然后马尔什呢就特别的开心，他说：“哦，我以为我们失去了一位，结果呢我们又获得了两位。”
And we were going to make a new experience living as a couple in China, because in China, being a brahmachari, being a celibate is not a very common thing. So.Here we were going as couples, you know, which was a more accepted situation for the devotees also. So how we could teach them by our example how to live also in family life and cultivate Krishna consciousness.
而且这个呢也使我们带来了一种新的这个传教的这种方式。因为在中国呢 ,Brahmachari 的生活或者说真守生的生活其实并不是非常的典型的一种生活，也不是那么容易被接受的生活。可是现在呢，因为我们是以夫妻的这种形式出现的，所以呢我们可以给大家树立一种在夫妻的在夫妻的这种生活状态下来进行 Krishna 知觉的生活的典范。
Because in the family, the parents will become very alarmed if they see their children after university are not preparing to get married. So they were worried. So we say, okay, let's go according to the trend in society and be there as a couple.
因为当在中国，如果是这个孩子从大学毕业之后，始终还保持着一个单身的这种状态的话呢，那就会使家长觉得很紧张，就会觉得这孩子怎么毕业了也不成家也不结婚，这是什么情况？所以说呢，我们就觉得我们现在以这种夫妻的形式来到中国，然后让大家就这样就比较顺应当时的这种潮流。
So instead of going back to Shanghai, the devotees encourage us to choose another city nearby Shanghai where we would not have local devotees, so we could not be.So much notice because this time we were planning to stay for long periods of time, for 1 year, complete year in one place, and I would be going to school, and Swasti Mata would be there with accompanying visa because she was my wife. She would be cooking the meals, inviting the devotees over for the weekends. They would stay overnight in our place, and we would travel also.Very often we travel to the nearby city. We'd go to Shanghai, we'd go to Hangzhou, we'd go to Wuxi. All these places are all nearby because it's a very populated area. So it was a good central point. And Suzhou was actually a very nice place to live.
那然后当时呢，我们就被奉献者鼓励说呢，就要选另外一个城市，而不是去上海。的原因呢是因为这次呢我们要决定在这儿待上一个比较长的时间，就待一整年的时间，所以说呢就不要引起太多人的注意，所以说呢我们就而且当时 Mata 他拿的这个签证呢是办学的签证，因为他是我的妻子，那我呢是在这儿是以学生的这种身份，所以呢我白天呢就去上学，那么Mata 呢，她作为我的妻子呢，她可以就是为我做饭呢，还有呢，她就可以为奉献者们做饭呢，也邀请奉献者一起来。而且我们呢，还可以在就在这个城市的周围进行旅行，比如说我们去上海呀、啊，去杭州啊，去无锡呀、啊。然后当时我们选的这个城市是苏州，
yeah.
然后苏州其实是一个很好的居住的地方。Sorry， 老师，我们 I'm slow.
So we lived there for 4 years.
所以我们在苏州一住就是四年。
And this was very good because we being long time in one place, we would just go away for 2 months in a year. We'd go 1 month to Taiwan to collect, and then we'd spend about one month in a holy dam, and the 10 months we would spend in China. So it was much more efficient. And being a couple.It was more steady and was a very good for the devotees.
而且呢，当时还非常的好，因为我们在这一年十二个月里面呢，只有两个月我们是出行的，有一个月我们是会去台湾，另外一个月呢是在圣地，剩下这十个月都是在中国。那这个就使我们处在一个很稳定的一种状态，而且呢，作为夫妻来讲呢，也是很稳定的状态。
So that was a really a very golden period of our stay in China because we cultivate many nice people and they could learn so many practical things, you know, how to be clean, how to cook, how to offer everything, how to do puja, you know, really practical things and the basic philosophy. You could have seminars, you know, was really, really very nice.
对呢，这四年是我们在中国居住的很黄金的年份的原因是因为我们非常有效的培养了很多的中国的奉献者， 然后呢教他们做很就是一些很实际的一些服务，比如说怎么洁净啊，怎么做饭呀，怎么做 puja 呀，就是所有的就这些很实际的这些服务在当时都能够教给大家。
But then there was some problem in Anhui, and our school thought that we were connected with Falun Gong, and Falun Gong was a very dangerous group in China. So we were told to leave the country, and for many years we could not get visa to go back.
但是后来呢，就遇到了麻烦。就我所在的那所学校呢，认为我们是和法轮功这个有染的。因为法轮功在中国是一个非常危险的团体，所以呢我们最后就是被勒令离开中国，导致后来很多年我们都没有办法拿到中国的签证。
So took us about 12 years until we got opportunity to go back.
我们后来又等了整整12年的时间才又有机会回到中国。
So yes, those were the golden moments where we established very good friends, we trained very nice devotees, and then from them the local preaching took over, and then they became the ones who start attracting new devotees and training them and doing everything as they are doing now. So, but the foundation was established in those days when we could spend time, sufficient time with them in really give them a very good example and teach them really the life of a devotee, so they could later on they could live that life and teach others.
所以说呢，那是很黄金的一段时间。那么在那段时间呢，我们就能够把我们很基础的这些这个信息呢，都传递给这些奉献者们，然后以至于呢使得就这些奉献者们呢也就建立了一个很好的一个基础，以至于他们后来呢可以把他们所学到的传递给后面的奉献者，那也就是一直就是我们现在这会儿的这个状态。但是呢我们当时是就能够以身作则的这样的方式把就是这些信息传递给大家。
So now we just visit to go and meet our old friends and new friends, but we just go there to visit because all the organization, all the teaching and all the thing is done by the locals because they are already very qualified.
所以呢当所以现在呢我们就是作为拜访者再次回到中国，然后呢来拜访各个地方。因为现在已经就是当地的奉献者已经很有资格的能够去培养新的人或者是去教导新的人了。
But I'm still we are still very nostalgic of those days when we could live there with the devotees and because they were really very sweet moments.
但是呢，我现在依然对于之前住在中国能够和奉献者们进行交流的那段时间是感到深深的这种乡情，这种有这种思乡别绪的这种情怀，因为那些真的是非常甜美的日子。
And particularly in those days where we could have ashram for the boys, ashram for the girls, where they were learning everything from A to Z, you know, they learn everything, all the details of life in ashram was so nice.
而且我也很怀念当时我们有这个男生 ashram 和女生 ashram 的这个日子，因为在那段时间里面呢，大家确实是经过了很细致的这种培训，把这个在 ashram 的生活中的从 A 到 Z 的简单到复杂的所有的这些知识全部都学到了。
So I purposely skipped many 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 parts because would not be appropriate to speak in this public forum.
那因为我们这是一个公开的一个谈话的一个节目，所以呢我在这里呢是很有意的避开了一些话题，因为这些话题呢是不太适合讲的。
And also I'm sorry if I'm not mentioning names of wonderful devotees that we encouraged from the very beginning and helped us in many ways.
而且呢我也很抱歉 我在这里呢也是有意的没有提及这些。Sorry, Marge. Sorry, Ashu, there was a part is broken. I didn't hear the
whole thing. Yeah. I purposely didn't mention names of devotees that we helped in the beginning, and then they also helped us later on to do many things, and they were very instrumental in our, you know, spreading Krishna consciousness in those areas, because I may remember some names, but I may forget many other names, and I didn't want to mention some names and then don't mention other names. It would not be nice for the devotees involved. So I prefer not to mention any names, but they know who they are because they remember those wonderful moments.
而且呢，我也有意的没有提及任何奉献者的名字。这些都是非常美妙的奉献者们。原因呢，是由于就是之前在最开始的时候有很多奉献者帮助我们，在后来也有很多奉献者帮助我们，而且这些奉献者们呢都是非常大力的在为中国的这个Krishna 知觉的这个发展在做着服务的。但是我之所以没有提及名字的原因呢，是由于我可能记着一些名字，但是有一些名字我忘记了，所以呢我不想提及了一些名字，但是没有提及另外一些名字，这样对于没有提到名字的奉献者不好。所以说呢，我就干脆所有的名字我都不提，但是呢凡是能够参与进来或者聆听这节课的所有的奉献者都知道自己是谁，都知道我所提的这些人是谁。
And they certainly remember well those wonderful moments that we spent together, and we certainly will never forget that.
而且呢，大家肯定毫无疑问都会记得我们在一起共度的非常美妙时光，我们是毫无疑问的不可能把这段时光给忘记的。
So we stop here.
我们这段讲述就停在这儿了。
And if you have any particular questions, you can drop your questions, and you, in our own time, we will find a time to answer to them.
如果您要是对于某一个特定的话题有一个特别的问题的话，那您可以把问题提出来，然后呢，我会另外找一个时间来回答这些问题。
And if some of the devotees were involved with us in our period where we stay in China, and then they remember some incidents and they want to relate them, they are very much welcome.
那么当我们在中国的时候，和我们在一起的中国的奉献者，如果是对于当时的那段时光有某些事件记得，而且呢想要讲述他们的话呢，那也是非常欢迎大家这么做的。
So, we thank you very much for this opportunity to share just a little bit, because there's so much more to say, so much more, so much more.
现在我也就非常感谢大家能给我这么一个机会，能够讲述这冰山一角的话题，因为那有太多的可以讲述的内容了。
Yes, there were many difficulties.
那当然的确是有很多的困难。
There were many risks involved.
而且呢，也有很多的冒险，有很多的风险。
But we made very wonderful friends. We established very solid friendships.
但是呢，我们却架起了非常的坚固的友谊之情。
And many of those devotees from the early days, they are still there, and they are very responsible devotees, very good examples for others.
而且呢，就是早期加入的这些奉献者们，现在依然还都是非常稳定的奉献者，而且呢，也为后面的奉献者树立了很好的榜样。
So we never regret.We will never complain about the hard moments, the difficulties and the risks involved. We never regret having gone through that, all those troubles, because the end result was very wonderful.
对呢，对于我们所面对的困难以及我们所经历的那些风险呢，我们永远都不会后悔，我们也不会去抱怨，因为我们最终得到的结果是非常好的，是非常美妙的。
Sati wanted to say something.
Yeah, Sati.
是的，是的。 阿叔非常非常感谢您，就是帮我们回忆了这么甜美的这个在中国传教的这个经历。当然我们之前有一些这些年长的奉献者，当他们每每回忆起在上海啊，在杭州啊，和你一起联谊的日子的时候，他们都觉得非常非常的这个甜美，所以说也一直就触动我，想邀请您。那今天终于邀请您，听您亲自讲述这段经历，我觉得就是沉浸在这段甜美的时光当中，我觉得很受激励。嗯。
So Ashu, thank you so much to help us to go back to those beautiful memories. As a matter of fact, when the senior devotees when related the time when they were with you in Hangzhou or in Shanghai, we already feel how beautiful those times are. So I am always inspired to invite you to be our guest in this, in this talk.In this talk program. So today, finally, you make us to absorb in this beautiful memory. So I really feel very much inspired. Thank you so much.
Thank you also for giving us the opportunity.
谢谢您给我们这个机会。
阿叔，就是刚才你也提到了，当初您到中国来的时候，也是塔玛拉奎森奎什纳贡斯瓦米给您的一个建议，然后您当初也没有这样的这个想法，但当您遵循这个塔玛拉奎什纳贡斯瓦米的这个建议来到中国之后，当然当时中国的历史情况，外部的大的环境肯定是充满很多这个困难的，但您呢，您和一些这个国外的奉献者来到中国，克服了那么多的困难，然后也很多的这个苦行，我听一些奉献者分享的时候，就是当时的条件虽然有 ashram， 但是这个生活条件非常的艰苦。那你们当时就是想问问您，当时面临这样的一个条件和这种环境，外部环境的时候，你是怎么坚持下来，就是把这个中国使命能够坚持下去呢？
Ashu, as a matter of fact, you yourself never think about come to China. However, you come to China because of the suggestion from Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj. When you actually come to China, from what I heard from the other Chinese devotees sharing, although we have the ashram, however, the circumstances or the conditions are very austere. So, for you to be in such austerity, what to make you to, keep staying in here and continuously to serve in the China mission of Krishna consciousness? What to trigger you to stay?
The devotees were very nice.
这些奉献者非常的美好。
China was not so developed as it is today. People were much more personal, much more friendly, much more kind, and they would take time to be with you. The interactions were much, much sweeter than they are now, because everybody now is just running fast to go here and there to make money. In those days, it was not like that. People were...At the speed of a bicycle. So they had time, and people were much nicer in one sense, because they cherish very much association with others, because there was not so much, there was no phones, there was no much entertainment outside. So being with the devotees, going to a park, to have Harinam, all this was so, so blissful, so significant. So that's why...we became conquered because of their simplicity, their friendship, and their kindness. You know, they are ready to help in any ways they could, even though they were very poor. But it was nice. That friendship was really very captivating. So that's why we could endure those austerities. But bear in mind that we were already trained in following these austerities in ashrams in the West.We were not learning how to be austere in China, even though there were some extra austerities. because of the rigorous weather or other lack of facilities, but still, we had already some training in ashram, so it was useful.
是这样的啊，就是当时呢，中国的发展还没有像现在这么快，中国没有像现在这么先进，但是当时的中国人呢是非常的个人的，而且呢就是非常的友好的，非常的友善的，而且呢也是愿意花很多的时间去和你进行交流的。那不像现在呢，由于我们又是电话呀，然后又是这个各种各样的娱乐活动啊，而且有各种各样的赚钱方式啊，使得咱们现在的人呢就变得很躁动，东一下西一下的到处跑。所以呢，当时和当时的中国人的交流和比现在跟中国人的这个交流呢要甜美的多。那所以说，就是由于和当时的中国人的这种非常甜美的、非常亲身亲近的这种交流，使得我们能够在很艰苦的这种情况下还能够坚持下来。但是呢，也请大家记住一点，就是我们之前来到中国之前呢，已经在国外的这个阿爽里面经过了很多的这个训练。那么在国外的这种阿爽其实也是很苦行的，并不是说是我们到了中国以后见到这种苦行是我们一下觉得大惊小怪的，是之前没有见过的那种。虽然说中国的苦行要比以前可能要稍微的难那么一点儿，但是也没有那么难。
And the devotees at those days were also used to difficulties because they were living in dormitories and piled with so many together, and the conditions were not easy.
然后呢，就是奉献者他其实也是很适应这种艰难的这种条件的，因为you mean those students, right? 那就是那些学生奉献者，因为他们是住在宿舍里面，然后也是好多人都挤在一个小房间里面居住，所以说呢，作为阿尚这样的生活，他们也是很习惯的。
对。是的，他们分享的时候，就是对当时的这种阿尚的生活，非常非常的就是回忆起来。虽然是觉得非常苦行，但是也是非常的甜美。而且我觉得就是说，聆听的我们的这后来加入的奉献者都非常非常向往当时的那样一种生活，真的是非常的这种充满了奉爱。
Yes, actually, those senior devotees when they share their thought about the period of the ashram life, they said that it's really a sweet experience to them.That to make the listeners, make the followers who are hearing about this history really long for to have that kind of experience, kind of long for that type of lifestyle.
Yeah, certainly it would be nice if they could have. They could have. It was certainly very nice, yeah.
是的，如果是能够有这样的生活体验的话，那毫无疑问是非常好的。
对，而且我们也看到了，就是阿叔在杭州、上海、苏州，这一带生活了那么长时间，加上后面这四五年的居士生活，给当地的这个和周边的奉献者非常非常好的这样一个训练。所以说，我们现在中国这个奉献者社团也能看到，可能上海地区也是在中国奉献者当中这个就是。做得比较好的一个榜样。
Actually we can see that because you are staying in Shanghai, Hangzhou, Suzhou for those many years, and also later when you're with Mata to be as a householder to live in those areas for that long time, the consequences is that how well of the devotees there to be established. As a matter of fact, right now we can seeIn Shanghai area has more qualified devotees than the other area.
That was because of Mata's prasadam.
因为是 Mata 的 prasadam 的原因。
It was our best weapon.
那这个 Mata 的 prasadam 是我们的武器。
充满了爱心，然后 虽然阿叔说中间因为我们政府的这些一些状况嘛，有中间有12年可能没有来到国内，但是呢我们也知道阿叔在不间断的通过网络的形式也给予我们国内的奉献者一些网络课程，这个是对中国奉献者的这个关爱和教导联谊都是没有间断过的。
Yeah, they were full of love and care from you and Mata. And even there were 12 years, you were not able to get a visa to come back to mainland of China. However, you are constantly giving the online lectures to Chinese devotees. So through this way, we also feel that the love and care from you nonstop. There was no gap there.
Well, that was also the kindness of the devotees to organize these online lectures.
那这也是出于奉献者是如此的仁慈的能够安排这样的网络的课程。
So in this way, you could be in touch with everyone.
那所以这样的方式呢，就可以和所有的人都一直保持着联系。
是的，是的
yes,
是的
wonderful.
当
Historical moments.
Sorry, Ashu, because most of you are speaking, I didn't hear. Could you say it again?
I said very, very wonderful historical moments.
Ah, 那这是非常奇妙的历史时刻。
是当阿叔就是重新又能够回到中国旅行的时候，能跟各地的奉献者见面，我们能够得到他的联谊的时候，我们也感受到就是这种阿叔的这种充满发爱之情的这样的联谊给我们很多的这个力量。
When you eventually can get the visa and come back to China again, when you started to travel around China to visit the devotees from everywhere,you make us to feel the tangible love and care from you, from your association.
对，所以在中国这个 Krishna 之觉传播的这个历史上，阿叔，我觉得就是说给予中国奉献者这个深厚的这种奉爱之情，就是也是我们永远亏欠的，嗯。
So actually, during the whole time for the China mission of Krishna consciousness, you gave us very rich, very, profound love and care. And this actually our big debt we owe you.
Well, I also owe you a big debt because you were so kind and so hospitable and made our life so easy in China. So we are very, very, very grateful to the devotees who helped us, and we are very supportive all those years. Without them, we would not have done what we did.
其实我在内心中呢，也感到有这种深深的亏欠，因为就是由于这个中国的奉献者，如此的热情好客，而且呢，在我们来的这个时候呢，给了我们这么大的支持。然后给了我们这么多的关怀，如果要是没有这些奉献者们的支持的话呢，我们是没有办法做到我们所做到的一切的。
They taught us how to develop a real affection.
那是中国的奉献者教导了我们如何能够发展出真正的爱和深情。
Because we were foreign.We didn't know much about the culture. But they were so tolerant, so kind, so accommodating, and always ready to offer service.
但是呢，中国的奉献者却如此的仁慈，如此的容忍，而且如此的好客，所以呢。总是这个处于服务的这种心态。
But all this was possible only because Srila Prabhupada's mercy.
但是呢，所有这一切都能够成为可能，唯一的原因就是来自于Srila Prabhupada的仁慈。
He is the one we have initiated everything, and so we could go from town to town and teach this wonderful art of loving Krishna.
那么是他开始的这一切，这样才有我们，才使我们有可能，一个城市接着一个城市的旅行，然后呢，去传授这爱 Krishna 的艺术。
And I was, you could say we were in a more adventurous situation because of being married. And we were the only couple of devotees there, so it was a good impression for the local devotees. Others were brahmacharis or sannyasis. This is not so much, we don't see so much this in society, you know, celibates or renunciates, you know.But being couples and staying in one place and being there and receiving both male and female and staying with them for long periods of time certainly creates a big impact.
还有另外一个呢，就当时我们是唯一的一对居士，一对夫妇。那么其他的所有的传播的老师呢，都是 brahmachari， 都是真守生。所以说呢，在中国。并没有太多这样的这种形式，那所以作为一对夫妻呢，就能够更好的去和那当地的人们进行交流，然后更好的可以和不论是男孩还是女孩进行这种沟通，那所以呢，就很自然的作为夫妻就能够产生更大的影响。
So okay, we stop here then.
那我们现在就停在这儿了。
好的。
Want to add something or ask questions? We can always find time to answer.
就是如果老师碰见有任何的问题的话呢，我们总是可以找到其他时间来回答这些问题。
那么在最后呢，我们也祈祷祝 Krishna 保护我们的阿叔和 Mata 能够身体健康，然后在 Krishna。甜美安排下能够很快的让我们能够再次得到你们的联谊，能够让你们尽快的回到中国来。
So finally we pray to the Lord to protect both you and dear Mata for your health, you know, and also for everything of your staying. And we also pray that pretty soon you and Mata can come back to China again so we canhave the great opportunity to get your Mata association again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
对，我们也非常非常感谢特别甜美的丹娜凯利马达西今天给我们甜美的翻译。
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Goodbye.
明白阿叔。Hare Krishna. 感谢您。Hare Bo.
好的。那也感谢奉献者们的聆听和陪伴，我们今天的故事会就到这里，下周精彩继续，甘露不断，我们如约同行，哈利·克里斯纳，大家晚安。